Oklahoma Governor Stitt is downplaying a letter from a U.S. House committee overseeing the nation's coronavirus response that accuses him of worsening the state's outbreak by not following private White House recommendations offered this week.
I think it's a subcommittee inside Congress that really is just trying to make a political statement either against the president or, our state. I don't know exactly where it's coming from.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis sent letters to Stitt and the governors of Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee asking why they're not complying with White House recommendations to rein in surges in infections. Those include limiting gatherings to 10 people, closing bars, and requiring masks. Stitt says the state has done fine since fully reopening June 1st.
We currently are on this plateau. We're having between 700 to 1,100 cases per day. We've been on that range for the last 3 weeks.
Stitt says Oklahoma may be dealing with those sorts of numbers until a coronavirus vaccine is available. The state has seen days with 1,200 and 1,400 new cases within the past week. The White House Coronavirus Task Force has Oklahoma in the red zone for new cases and positive tests. Stitt says he's in near constant contact with the White House and has received its recommendations, but will continue to rely on local data. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis has asked Stitt for documents related to his coronavirus plans and communications with the White House. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.